Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Every single Friday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., we know the Freedom 106.5 turns into the digital world with myself, Karen Rose, and my co-host, Janine. And we have the CEO of Paywise, Mr. Ian Allen. And just a little bit about Mr. Allen before we bring him in. He lectures on business and entrepreneurship at the University of Trinidad and Tobago. Prior to joining the university, he worked in the banking and financial sector for 23 years with two regional financial institutions, RBTT, now Royal Bank of Canada, and the Development Finance Limited. His tenure at these institutions comprised 9 years in IT and the remainder in finance. In 2013, he founded Paywise to provide cash payment services to SMEs. In 2019, the company began the development of the mobile wallet, and in August 2022 became the first company to be issued an e-money issuer license by the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the digital world, Mr. Ian Allen. Ian, how are you doing today?
I am fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing a heck of a lot better. You know, this month was my month of just catching every ailment I could possibly catch. So I'm now finally recovered and now getting ready to rock and roll, man. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, and thank you for the invitation. I would like to say good afternoon, Trinidad and Tobago. It's a pleasure to join you this afternoon with your favorite host.
Yeah, of course it's a favorite. Now, this is a conversation I know we have, you know, we have wanted to have for a while, because when it comes to the payments industry in Trinidad and Tobago, this is one of the areas where we've needed a lot of help. And you know, it's been a roller coaster ride over the years. And I know you're no stranger.
Indeed.
I know you're no stranger to the roller coaster ride, you know. And again, it's finally great to see that in 2023, we now have a lot more services available to us to make payments easier, right? For me, I remember coming from Canada and just, when you're asking people, hey, how do you guys go about and pay your bills? How do you guys send money to each other? And everybody was like, pay bills online? What? Send money to who? What? How? Everything was, no, meet up with somebody, hand them cash, go line up and pay a bill. And I'm like, this cannot be. This cannot be the way, right? So it has been, you know, good just to see over the years a lot more payment solutions come out. So talk to us about Paywise. How did Paywise get started? You know, what was your motivation to get Paywise started in, you know, in the beginning?
Back in the 2012-2013, I was a part of the local chapter for Startup Grind. Startup Grind is a US-based or international-based organization that supports entrepreneurs in terms of manifesting their ideas in over a weekend. So you come in with an idea and you can flesh out that idea in a matter of 3 days. And during that process, I realized that many young Trinidadians, many young people had very good ideas that required monetization. And many of those ideas were based on the new digital space, digital payments. All right. However, at that point in time, there was a serious gap in terms of payment services, online payment services. There were a few that was available, but they were very expensive, and one could even say maybe exclusive back then. Okay. So based on my banking history and understanding of transaction systems and payments, I decided just to do up something quick and dirty and see if it helps. And I did, and I spoke to a few friends about it, and they said, Ian, I mean, it's a good idea, but how are you doing it, okay, is really and truly not what people want. You're still supporting this traditional way of doing payments, so think outside the box. And I had to make a decision then, because I realized sometimes when you do things, you have to go into the deep end.
Right.
You can't just put your toe into it and expect okay, to do something to a satisfactory level, you have to jump in.
Right.
And I made the commitment back then, okay, to get into it and to develop something that would be robust and that would serve the needs of the people. However, I never thought that the journey would be one that will take me to this point. I never right. thought it would. I never thought it would. Okay. So although I made a commitment then, you know, to develop a full-fledged system, something that was more in keeping with what people wanted, I never thought that it would bring me to this point. But nevertheless, every day I get up and I thank God for life and what is presented before me. And I march on day by day, step by step.
That first quick and dirty version, what was the first version that you had built? How were people able to make those payments?
Well, the whole idea was that people would basically generate like an invoice, a receipt, right. Simply go into a bank and provide that information, and then that information would be transcribed on the deposit slip. Okay, and then right. you get a copy of that deposit slip, so it had the proper information.
Right.
And then they would then send that information to
right.
The recipient of those payments. So the recipient will then have this deposit slip with all the information they needed to know to identify that the payment was made.
Right.
Okay, so I mean, that was it.
Right. But
then when I showed it to a few friends, I remember having a conversation one Sunday afternoon with a friend for 2 hours on the phone. And we were arguing, yes, this can work. And she said, no, that can't work. But the thing about it is that I hung up the phone afterwards and I said, back in my chair. And I said, you know, Ian, she's right. She's right. I said that. She's right. She's right. And that was the turning point.
Right.
It was like, look at this. And I told myself, look at this as, let's say, a first step, an appreciation of what is really and truly required.
Yeah.
So this helped you to define what the solution should really and truly look like.
Yeah.
Okay. And after that, I started brainstorming and thinking about, okay, well, what's the next step? And here we are.
I remember the first time I was privy to PayWise. Mm-hmm. That was when, this is, I think, 2018.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. this is when you were connected with the
NLCB
yes, boots yes, and whatnot.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
how did that come about? How were you able to get that partnership so that people could?
Well, in the second iteration one is one that involved the use of agents.
Right.
So I realized, okay, what was needed was an agent network
yeah.
and a system whereby payments can be processed on that yeah. agent network. So we built out a system.
Yeah.
And then I remember traversing the East-West corridor yeah. looking for agents to sign up. Got a few, a handful. Yeah. I remember getting the first agent. I mean, and that was, it's like if manna had fallen from heaven, right? And I was the luckiest guy on the face of the earth, right?
Right.
And I remember jumping into my car and screaming all the way home because I was so excited.
Right.
All right. So I got a few agents on the East-West corridor. And still, you know, what I realized was coverage. Coverage is quite essential for a business like this
yeah.
because convenience is the name of the game, actually.
Yeah.
So after toying with that particular approach with a limited number of agents, I realized yeah. that I needed spread.
Yeah.
So then I approached the NLCB. Unfortunately, it wasn't NLCB, it was IGT.
IGT, right.
Yes. I approached IGT. Unfortunately, met with a wonderful person there. And she basically, after they assessed my application, they said, well, fine, I mean, we can do this for you.
Right.
And I remember it was late in 2015. We came on board around November of 2015, and the first transaction on that system was in early December. I remember
2015. Wow, okay.
2015. The first transaction was in early December.
Right.
Right. And again, I was elated.
Right.
Because, you know, this is proof, you know, that yeah. somebody's interested in that.
Yeah.
And then it was slow going for 2016. Okay. Few transactions, and then 2016 things started to pick up. 2017 we started to see an uptick, and 2018 things really started to roll.
Yeah,
Sting really started to roll in 2018. I mean, it was phenomenal because I think that people have gotten used to it, saw the viability of it, saw the purpose of it.
Yeah,
right, and they realized that with that network of over 1,500 agents back then, there was significant amount of convenience. The level of convenience was just, you know, you could just walk outside the door and basically there's a lot of booth there. So because of that level of convenience, it really and truly took off in 2018.
I remember that. 2018 was the year where Ian Allen was outside with a cape saving lives. Because let me tell you something. When I had my mobile business and we were selling our products online, due to the fact that we have a low credit card penetration rate, and we didn't have no Visa debit cards,
right?
Trying to get people to pay you online was an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
So when I learned about Paywise and the fact that people are able to go to a lotto booth and make the payments, and then your remittance times were very good too. It was like 24 hours or 48 hours.
Correct.
It was really good. The word spread like wildfire, at that point in time. And again, like I said, you were outside saving lives, and everything was going good. Now, talk to us about the downfall of that iteration too, right? What happened with you know? Because we all listen to me. I don't think Ian. I know Ian knows, but I don't think people realize that people cried. people cried when the story you're about to tell us, people cried because of this. Ian, what happened? Talk to us.
Well, I mean, things were going quite fine in early 2019. And I remember this morning, Carnival Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of all
morning. Carnival Sunday morning. All right. Already prepared for Juvie.
Yeah.
Prepared for the Carnival Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And this email came, and it was strange, an email coming at that point in time on a carnival morning of this nature. So I said, okay, what is this about? And I opened it and I saw, well, okay, the agreement, the agent network agreement, our access to the agent network, okay, would have been terminated in a month's time.
Wow.
Okay, it was like, wow. It took me a while to process it, actually.
Wow.
Okay. Because it had significant implications.
Of course.
Okay. Not only for the business, but also for the people who depended on the business.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm talking about people far and wide.
Far and wide.
Okay. I remember when this was announced, somebody, one person actually called me almost in tears and saying that you've ruined my business.
I could imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, I could imagine that.
You have ruined my business. And it was, I couldn't do anything. It was one of the most helpless, feeling of helplessness. Okay.
Wow.
Because you build something that to support people in achieving their financial objectives. Okay, and that was the only purpose behind it, actually. Because, as you know, it started off because people needed something in order to monetize the idea.
Right.
And then having to create this and see it dissipate just like that. Okay.
Overnight.
And overnight. Okay, and there was nothing you can do about it. It was a feeling of helplessness. Fortunately, I mean, during that time, it was a rough time. It was a very rough time. But fortunately, there were many voices of support.
Yeah.
And at that time, I had to make a decision as to whether or not to proceed, to continue, or just to give up. I mean, and say, well, basically, I give it a good shot.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But I never thought I was finished as yet.
Mm.
I never thought so. I never thought I was finished. There was always something still to be done.
Yeah. And there was a lot of support for you.
Yes.
There was a lot of support. I remember people were like right around that time when it happened, people would see my business and how I was trying to move everything online from what I was doing. So I was always talking about Paywise and talking about the other payment service providers to help people get paid online.
Right.
And people were like, no, we're waiting for Paywise to come back.
Right.
We are waiting. I'm like, do you know when Paywise is coming back? Yeah. But people were like, no, we are waiting for this service to come back. Yeah. People were in tears. Yeah. I remember people call me crying that they're like, they have no idea what they're going to do because there's no other way, viable way for them to to get paid. And again, realistically speaking, during that point in time, with low credit card penetration rate, no Visa debit cards, people were not savvy enough, and even today, we still don't have a lot of people savvy enough that are making online bank transfers as a normal as a normal thing. This was an ingenious way to get paid across the entire country. You know, so yeah, I could only imagine how tough of a time.
It was tough. But so in 3 months' time, so I mean, the system was shut down. Because when, as a business, you are reliant on a sole supplier or provider, okay, of a major piece of your service, okay, and that is no longer available to you, it leaves you in a very, in a weak position, okay, and as a result of that, we could not operate, and we had to basically shut down. But during that period, which was about 3 months, we rebuilt the system. We had to add a new agent component to our platform, and then we integrated into another network, but we also went about developing our own agents. Okay, so learn from that initial experience. Don't rely on one particular agent network to any significant degree. Always have, let's say, some support from your own system. All right. So we did that. And in 3 months' time, we were back in service again. And seeking to ramp up. So we came back on service in around September, August, September. By September, we were back in service and seeking to ramp back up. And then in 2020, COVID hit. And because our network is basically retailers, businesses across the country, of all types and different services they provide, when COVID happened, many of them had to shut down because they were not the essential type of businesses that were allowed to remain open. Okay, but I mean, God is good. God is good. I mean, prior to that, we made a decision. Because at that point in time, we saw that there was an uptick in terms of online payments and the digital acceptance. It was still low, but there were some encouraging signs that, hey, more and more people are gravitating towards this payment method. So we made that decision to develop the mobile platform. Okay, so we had started that. So when COVID hit, we were already into that process of developing the mobile platform. And at the same point in time, we applied to the central bank to get the license. That took 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, that's the end of COVID.
It took 2 years?
Yeah, it took about 2 years.
Okay.
I mean, during that time, I mean, we were developing, improving on the application. So it's not to say that we were simply just waiting on that. We were doing other stuff, developing the application. And then when the approval came and we actually did get the license, we had a solid platform on which to build. We had a very solid platform on which to build. At the same point in time, we were still operating the traditional payment system of having a network
of agents,
cash base. And the new platform is one that basically layers on top of that. From the point of persons now can go to these agents, take cash, digitize that cash into their mobile wallets. And then on the mobile wallets, then they can make payments. They can do several things. We have several features in the apps. For example, they can, if they so desire, can transfer to their bank account. We have a bill payment function. Right now, they can purchase phone top-ups. And those phone top-ups happens immediately. So from your wallet balance, you can make a purchase, be mobile or digicel phone top-up immediately.
It hits
the phone.
Okay,
and we have other bill payment providers that we are seeking to bring onto the system. You can top up the wallet using a card. Debit card, credit card.
The new Visa debit card.
New Visa debit card also.
That's very good.
You can send payment request. You can send money to other PYSE users.
That's big.
Okay. Right, you can send money to other PYSE users. We have push notifications coming to the app when credits right. are made. You get emails. So you're notified when anything happens on the app.
Right.
Okay. But this is just a start.
Right.
As I mentioned to you just before this segment started, when we got the approval, okay, it was like getting an approval for a house. Okay. So you have the plans. You may have a foundation, but you can now build because right. during that process, when we were getting the app, when getting the license, we could not, let's say, engage third parties.
Okay.
We couldn't talk to anyone about right. it, and that's fine. I mean, we don't have a license, so that was fine.
Right.
But now that we have the license, we can now go out and engage. And that's what we are doing right now,
right.
speaking to people, speaking to entities, integrating various services onto the platform, and slowly but surely we are releasing those things. And we have a lot coming down the pipeline.
Do you think the conversations with getting people on board is easier today than it was back in 2016?
I think it is. I think it is because people have realized the need and the convenience and the ease of digital payments. COVID. Yeah. COVID helped in terms of moving people to that realization.
Yes.
Because when it is that everything was shut down, you had to stay home, people still had needs, still had payments to make, right? And a lot of services shifted.
Yeah.
Okay, to digital payments.
Yeah.
And people saw the benefit of that. And because of that, they are open now, more open, okay, to doing digital payments.
Yeah. So you're the first company that has been issued the new e-money license.
Mm-hmm.
When the news was announced, I know there was a lot of people that were extremely happy, mm-hmm. but I don't think the average person knew what the e-money license is, was, mm-hmm. what it grants. Mm-hmm. Can you just give us a layman's
okay,
breakdown
okay.
of the e-money license?
Okay, so from a layman's point of view, just think about it as a mini bank.
Mm-hmm.
A mini bank. I mean, we can hold deposits. We can open e-money accounts. We can hold deposits.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do cash in, cash out. You can load your wallet, you can move funds off the platform.
Right.
Okay, we can do payments. We have e-commerce integration into the wallet.
Right.
Okay, we have plugins, we have APIs to connect to various sites. WordPress, we have a WordPress right. plugin. You can easily connect to a site.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah, we have a WordPress plugin. And with that WordPress plugin, you can accept card payments.
Right.
You can do cash payments. Okay, you can even do payments from our wallet.
We're going to talk more about that.
You can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And we have several APIs to support those different payment methods. All right. And so in a nutshell, that's what we are. So
right.
basically, if you think about, okay, having an account that you can manage your payments more effectively from different payment sources, okay, we can actually do that quite well for you.
That is very, very good.
Yeah.
Ian, we're going to take a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pay some bills, and we will get right back into this conversation. It's a very good one. Folks, if you have been wanting to learn more about payments, how to get paid online, how to send money to and from family and friends, this is the conversation for you, all right? So we're going to go pay some bills, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
So we are back here on The Digital World with myself, Karen Rose, and we got the CEO of Paywise in the building, Mr. Ian Allen. Ian!
Hi.
It has been going very good so far, man.
Great.
Listen, the story behind Paywise is one for the books. And, you know, when people think that entrepreneurship is easy because you see the finished product. It's been a roller coaster ride.
It has been a hell of a ride.
But you know, the funny thing is, I think with where you are at now, it looks like everything that happened needed to happen.
I will not disagree. No, because sometimes when you reflect and you look back, I'll be honest with you. I've thought about it myself.
Yeah.
I said, if it was not for that near-death experience, back in 2019, Paywise would not be where it is today.
Of course.
Because at that point in time, we had to reconsider exactly our direction.
Yeah.
And because of that setback, you you are more in survival mode, mm-hmm. right? And as a result of that, you know, you think further ahead, and yeah. you realize, okay, what mistakes did I make?
Yeah.
Okay, and you realize, okay, well, if I was more, let's say, forthcoming and more open to adjusting the business model, even though you were engaged at a stage that was very, very promising and had a lot of legs still right. to it, you cannot sit back and say, okay, well, everything looks nice and fine now. Let me just, you know, stay within this mood.
Right.
Okay. You also have to be thinking ahead. What's next? What's right. the future? Even though things are working for you now,
yeah.
you have to be thinking, what's next? What's the future? How is the world going to change? How yeah. How can the world change? Okay.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. No, this is good, and you're absolutely right. And I mean, you know, and things seem to be moving faster today than ever before. Yeah. You know, they've a couple more companies have come on yes. board, finally yes. got the e-money yes. license
yes.
as well.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on new companies coming in?
Well, how I look at it, I mean, I look at it very from this point of view, mm-hmm. okay, and there are many parallels within yeah. our country and even the world. When you look at, let's say, the financial services industry, mm-hmm. okay, because this e-money industry is a part of the financial services industry.
Yeah.
So when you look at that, there are many competitors. If you look at the banking sector, several competitors.
Yeah.
If you look at the insurance sector, several competitors. So why should this be any different?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it as being any different.
This is when steel's on a sharpened steel.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And anytime we have options, this is going to be good.
Of course.
But luckily, course. Again, luckily enough, luckily for you, you've been in it for a while, pay-wise.
Correct.
Because I remember seeing a couple of the names that just got it, and the first thing everybody said was, who are these people?
Right.
Where did they come from?
Right. And I remember when the news was announced, on August the 10th,
yeah.
okay, I did not expect what happened. For 3 days after, my phone was just ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
Okay. There were persons I remember somebody called me, someone in Trinidad called me to say that someone from the UK called them and asked them, who is this company? Right? Do you know this company? And they say, well, yeah, I know Paywise.
Yeah.
I say, well, you just got a license. Really? Right?
Yeah.
So the person in Trinidad didn't know. Someone from the UK had to call them and ask them about it. But
wow.
of course, what happened was that many people who did not know knew someone who knew about Paywise.
Right, right,
okay?
Right.
So when they tap into their network and ask about Paywise, they were told, look, Paywise has been around doing X, Y, and Z. Right? Yeah.
And that's going to work to your benefit in a
Correct.
Big, in a
Correct.
Big, big way, especially
Correct.
Because we know, as we were talking about in a previous segment with HTC, you know, trust in the financial institutions is, you know, it's rocky at best.
Right, right, right.
But you have been able to build a trustworthy brand from day one. How are you able to do that? Because like I said, people believe in Paywise. Mm. And like I said, people told me, you know, they're not signing up with any other service provider. They're sticking and waiting for Paywise to come back. So how were you able to build such a loyal fan base in the financial sector, given the fact that everybody pretty much hates the financial?
Well, I mean, from day one, I mean, I realized that when you're dealing with money, okay,
yeah.
you're dealing with trust. You're
yeah.
in the business of trust. That's what you are essentially
yeah.
when dealing with money. And how did Paywise build trust initially? Okay. When Paywise came out, of course, I mean, a non-entity, nobody knew about it. And yeah. you're telling people, trust me with your money. So basically how we did it was, okay, stating what we would do.
Yeah.
Okay. And doing it, okay, relentlessly.
Yeah.
Okay. Day in, day out, this is what we do. We said, okay, if you go to an agent, you make a payment, we will put the money into your bank account the next business day.
Yeah.
And that's what we did religiously.
Yeah.
Now, we were not perfect. There
yeah.
were sometimes we could not do it. But in those instances, what we did was send out emails, sorry, folks, explain the situation. Okay. This is when we intend to address the matter. And basically, it happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, what we did was simply say what we were going to do and held to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that basically, I believe, is what built trust. I knew people who would call me and say, well, okay, fine, okay, I understand what is happening. One person called and say, well, you know, I don't check my bank account. If you say the money is in my bank account, the money is in my bank account.
Wow.
Okay, I don't check it.
Yeah.
All right? And if you say, well, it's not in my bank account today, and you say it's going to be there tomorrow, well, then fine. I know it's going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay?
If it's one thing,
Yeah.
You and the Paywise team was extremely consistent.
Yeah.
So the money term, the remittance time was always on point. And if there was ever any issue, there was an email. And again, that is not something anybody's accustomed to.
Right.
That is refreshingly different from what people are accustomed to. So again, I see how that trust was built. So let's talk about e-money for a second. Mm. Like, what are some of the benefits of electronic money for the citizenship? Because I know people are still afraid. They might not know, you know, why this is a good thing for us. Mm. What are some of the benefits?
The benefits is basically convenience and greater access to financial services. Because when we talk about e-money, we think about payments.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what comes to mind. But e-money affords a change in more than just payments.
Mm-hmm.
A change in, let's say, how people can manage their finances. Because payments are just an aspect of people's lives.
Right.
Okay. So we use payments in order to achieve certain things. We don't pay for paying sake. We pay for because we want to do something. Something comes as the result of that payment. There's an exchange then for goods and services or something like that, right? And when we look at how payments are made, there's a whole physical aspect, a whole physical nature towards payments.
Right.
Okay. Cash is physical. And to exchange cash, there has to be this physical interaction.
Right.
Okay. In many instances. And that has been the way since Adam was a boy.
Yeah.
But however, we are in the digital space and we have technology now that can transform that. And in transforming that, you find that there's more value that people can get out of doing payments a different way. For example, if I have to make a payment, I may have to physically move from point A to point B. And as was said in the previous session, you have to jump in a car, pay a taxi, or if you have your own car, it doesn't operate on smoke. Right? So there's a cost, but there's not only a cost in terms of money, there's a cost in terms of time. Okay, and I think today time is more valuable in some instances than money.
Yes.
Okay, if I can save time by paying someone to do something, I will say, okay, what is a reasonable price I can pay for this so I can save time? And if someone comes within that, of course I will pay it.
Yeah.
Okay? So people value time more so now than before. And as a result of that, the whole e-money, from our perspective, is one that basically helps people to improve the usage of time or to gain more value from time, okay? As opposed to having enough to take time to do something when they could spend that time more doing something more valuable. So basically, if I have to pay a bill, okay? If I remember, like for example, situation that you had where you had to go pay this bill because it was late and you didn't want to get disconnected, okay? If it is that there was a system whereby you could have paid that bill online and that payment could have registered immediately,
okay? Yes.
Immediately. You know that it would have registered immediately with the pay service provider, then all you had to do was basically roll off your bed, okay, take your phone, make the payment, and go back to sleep.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Right? And I think that is what people want, basically, that level of convenience whereby payments become secondary.
Yes.
I don't have to physically go somewhere. So my payment is not dependent on a physical point.
Yes.
Okay. It depends on wherever I am, whenever I have to make the payment or remember to make the payment. That's what it's based on.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to bring that level of ease and facility to people when it comes to money. Transferring money, moving money from one point to the other, making payments, facilitating payments in general. And that brings to fore a whole new dispensation in terms of how people perceive money. Value is not necessarily hard cash in your hand.
Yeah.
Value is basically having that hard cash digitalized onto a platform and then having added value by being able to transmit that particular value to anyone at any point within the country.
Yeah. You know, you make a very good point about e-money being able to help save you time.
Yeah.
And it pains me when I walk through Trinity City Mall and I'm seeing people lining up for a payment provider. The lineup is down to the exit of the mall.
Mm.
People lining up to pay a telecoms bill.
Right.
Right? absolutely insane. And the first thing I have, the first thing that comes to my mind is, do you guys have nothing better to do? Is there nothing else you would prefer to do than line up here,
right,
frustrated, to just pay a bill? Mm. You know, it just doesn't make no sense. Mm. But, you know, even as you were saying, you know, being able to, if we have a service that, you know, you can make a payment digitally and register immediately, in my situation, I was never going to go into a store and pay that bill, right?
Correct.
How does Paywise handle security and keeping people's money safe, mm, and keeping people's data, mm, safe? Because, mm, we know that's one of the big,
that's one of the biggest,
you know, one of the biggest concerns. Mm. People would rather, you know, keep their money in their mattress, mm, and they feel that that is safe. But, mm, we know, mm, that ain't safe, mm, because there's a big risk, mm, with keeping your money in your mattress. Mm. How does Paywise keep your money and your data safe?
Well, we keep the money and the data safe using several several layers, mm-hmm, of security options, or security steps, I should say. Okay.
Right.
First to begin, we have, in terms of accessing the account, we have, let's say, one-time passwords that are basically sent when you try to log in. So you can log in, but based on the phone number registered or the email registered with the company on the app, emails or SMS messages will be sent to you, okay, yeah, with a password that you have to enter in order to get into the system.
Right.
And even when you're in the system, when you're doing transactions of a certain frequency over a certain limit, one-time passwords are sent again to you.
Right.
Okay. So we want to make sure that there's a layer inside there that gives us a reasonable assurance that the person is using the application is the person authorized to do so.
Right.
The person who's the owner of the device.
Right.
I can basically say. But in addition to that, of course, I mean, there are other security measures in terms of encrypted data,
mm-hmm,
okay, data encryption, and some other, I was speaking to my developers and they recently, and some other security measures that they have been implementing to ensure that the device, okay,
yeah,
that an authorized device or an authorized account is basically talking to the system.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And of course, there's, let's say, a review of logs, information to ensure that, okay, there is no, let's say, unauthorized access to our system.
Okay.
So several steps are used,
right,
on a regular basis and reviewed on a regular basis. Of course, we did penetration testing,
yeah,
on the system, third-party independent penetration testing, okay, to identify issues and so on with the application before we launched it, okay, and had those things addressed.
Now, because of what you are doing and with the services that you are providing, does digital literacy play a big part in getting people on board and utilizing the platform?
You know, I mean, that's a very interesting question you ask, because I believe that institutions in this country, mm-hmm, has a duty to support or aid in terms of literacy of the population.
Right.
Not in terms of, let's say, the literacy that you get from education, but the,
right,
literacy in terms of, for example, financial literacy.
Yeah.
Okay. The use of money. Okay. The use of new services. Understanding technology. And basically how they do that is by means of having a constructive engagement with their customers. Okay, an instructive engagement with their customers, whereby, yes, I understand I want their customers to use my service, but also I must educate my customers so that they use the service,
mm-hmm,
okay, in a very diligent manner.
Yeah.
Okay. So for Paywise, I mean, we plan to have, let's say, an academy.
Yeah.
Okay. Educational resources,
yeah,
that not only teach people how to use the platform, but also, okay, teach people about financial literacy.
Mm.
Okay, how to understand money, explaining money to them, also explaining how they can use the platform in order to support their financial needs.
Yes.
Okay, so it's extremely important, because although we have a high degree of mobile phone penetration in the country,
yeah,
and I would say expensive mobile phone penetration too,
yeah,
right? We find that there needs to be a high degree of technological literacy and also financial literacy.
Yeah, okay? That is huge. And like I was telling the in our previous segment, one of the one of the biggest things that happened in Canada to help with our digital literacy and our financial literacy and tech literacy was, I remember 2000 when our Visa debit cards first hit Canada. And I remember as soon as you walk into the branch, somebody is greeting you. Hey, have you heard about the new Visa debit cards? No, you don't know anything about it. They're pulling you into a workshop, and they would have workshops happening like every 15 minutes to teach you about the Visa debit cards, right? Because again, the more you know about the Visa debit cards, you know how to use it, now you're going to be able to make your payments online, buy things online. Similar to when they launched the online banking. They workshops in the branch teaching online banking. And then as soon as the 6 months campaign stopped, they had terminals that way, you know, when people are coming in and you're lining up and they're asking, hey, what are you here to do? Oh, you want to make a bill payment? Come on over to our terminal and you could do it online just to get people acclimated with using your own tools at home, your own computer, your own tablets and your phone to make those payments online. And that is one of the things that I haven't really seen in Trinidad. We haven't really taken the approach here where all of the stakeholders who are involved, who benefit from online payments, teach it, right? So I used to work at Apple back in Toronto. When we were setting up people's iPads and their iPhones, one of the first applications we were helping people download was their banking applications. And if anybody did not know how to sign in, we would show them how to sign in and navigate. Because again, if in Apple's mind, if someone knows how to do some of the key things in their life, like their banking, if they've learned how to do that on the Apple iPad, on the Apple iPhone, for Apple, the person's not going to want to switch to any other device because they believe that they could only, you know, get this level of service and they're accustomed to doing it on the Apple products. But at the same time, it gets people using the tools and the platforms more, and everybody benefits, and that's something that I would like to see here. So that is great news on the Academy, and I think it is a big win for you.
Correct. Already, like, one of the first things that we did was to create a small library of videos. So we have a YouTube channel with at least about 20 videos showing people how to use different functions of the app. Right. But that's just the start of it. Because that has to be overlaid with, okay, now that I can use the app, what are the ways I can use the app? How I can use the app in order to address or to make payments in certain use cases. To educate people about use cases now in which the apps can be used. Yes, I know how to use a function. But how do I use the app as per different use cases? Yes. So those are the things that we're going to be building out.
And that's going to be huge because, again, I don't... I think one of the biggest challenges as well is people in Trinidad, we hear about a lot of these tools but don't necessarily know the use case. So perfect example, we were at an event last night, right? Learning about a whole entire new platform. And the platform is great for a certain level of business owners. And then there are some that this is not really their target market, that again, because they don't know that this tool is probably not for them, they have no context of whether or not they could use this platform or what using this platform would entail, cost down the line. So that context of, you know, being able to put, you know, this tool or that context is definitely needed, right? So I, again, applaud you for doing that. So you had mentioned earlier that you guys have the WordPress plugin.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that, because that's huge. One of the number one questions I get asked literally every single day on payments is about website integrations and payment gateways. So talk to us about the integration for Paywise and WordPress.
Okay, so WordPress, we have a plugin, and as you would know, it's a plugin that can easily be installed. You simply upload it into your website and you activate it. When you activate it, you can select different payment options. You can select card only. You can select cash only. You can select a combination of card, cash, and wallet.
What does that mean?
Okay, meaning that for their customers, they can now select the payment method that is most convenient for them.
Okay.
They can choose which payment method. So basically, if let's say the merchant selects card only, then the customer could only make a payment using their card.
And card is their Visa debit or their
credit
card.
Okay. Correct. If they select cash, then what happens is that a QR code will be generated with information they can take to an agent to make a cash payment.
Oh.
Right. If they select the wallet, it means to say that the plugin will send a request to their mobile phone for them to make a payment directly from the mobile phone. And once they make that payment, then the message goes back to the plugin and the plugin registers the payment and updates the order.
Oh, that, my friend.
Yes.
That is very good.
Yeah.
That is very good.
Yeah. So for the plugin, the order status gets updated for the card payments. It gets updated for the wallet payments. For the cash payments, it doesn't get updated. But the merchant will get notification, okay? Immediate notification when the payment is made, and they can manually go in and update the status.
Wow.
But for the wallet and for the card payments, automatic update to the order status.
And that's real time.
Yeah, that's real time.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I will have it on my website tonight.
Yeah.
No, because you could never have enough ways for people to pay.
Yes.
Right. And this adds another level of some pretty interesting ways for people to pay. So no, that is great. Mm. Are you guys integrating into any other platforms outside of WordPress, but like website platforms?
We have had many requests to integrate into Shopify. Mm. So that's one of the things that we'll be looking into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shopify is a big one.
Yeah, Shopify is the back one.
You thought about Wix, Squarespace?
No. Thought about Equid. Because those are the two additional we've had several requests for. More so Shopify than Equid.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good. That's very good. Are you guys able to integrate? Like, I know you were at the Udu event.
Yeah.
Is that a platform you're thinking about looking
into? That's something we're thinking about integrating into. Because one of our customers, they use Udu.
Right.
Okay. And they suggested that we have a look at their system.
Right.
So we're looking at that because one of the realizations we get or we have had from customers is that payments is very important, but payments is a segment of the entire financial operations of a business, even a small business. Despite how small you are, there's a financial aspect to your business.
Right.
That financial aspect includes payments accounting.
Right.
Okay. And the accounting is a big thing.
Right.
Okay. So all payments have to be integrated into your accounting, because your accounting then basically gives you the financial performance, the pulse of the company or the business at any point in time. Okay, so integrating payments into an accounting system is very important for many businesses.
Yes.
To streamline that process.
Yes.
Okay, so that's something that we're going to be looking at also, because it solves a pain point for many businesses.
Right.
Okay, because typically there has to be some kind of maybe manual reconciliation or intervention that's required to take transaction from one point to the other.
Yeah.
If that can be automatically done,
right,
it will be a boon for many, many businesses.
Yes.
Reduced the time basically to do reconciliations and generate reports, financial reports, etc.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if the people tuning in want to sign up for the app, what is needed to create a profile on the app?
Now, on the app, we can accept both individual and business accounts. So we can sign up both individual and businesses. In the legacy system, the prior system was only businesses we dealt with.
Right.
But today, both individuals can open an account with Paywise and businesses can open an account with Paywise. So basically, you go to the App Store and search for Paywise app, or you can go to our new website, pwapp.co.
Right.
And you'll see the options to download the app from the Google Play Store, from the Apple Store.
Yeah.
And once you do that and you open the app, there is a link or a button that says user register. You click on that, fill out the information, and then sign up.
Okay. Is what type of information for KYC
for the individual? For the individual.
Yeah.
So for the individual, two forms of ID, proof of address.
Okay.
Okay. However, if it is you have the new driver's license.
Yeah.
Okay, the ones where when you go in, they verify the address.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to provide proof of address. okay, for them to issue the new license.
Right.
Okay, if you were to go in to renew or get a new driver's license.
Right.
Okay, if you have want that, then we simply accept the driver's license.
Okay.
Because that in itself acts as the form of identity and proof of address.
Right.
Yeah.
Does Paywise, how does Paywise tackle the situation of the underbanked and unbanked? Is that something that you are looking to tackle with the app?
That's what we are made for. Because okay, how we do that? Our agent network is a very strong aspect of targeting the unbanked, mm-hmm. because basically what you're saying is that the unbanked has cash.
Yeah.
Okay, and they need to get that cash into Paywise account. We have the agent network. Agents are where they are, in their communities, around the corner. Okay, so that so you can simply go and basically to an agent and put money onto the app.
Right.
Okay. As you know, we have a high mobile phone penetration in the country.
Yeah.
Okay, so people can download the app, okay, set up the account, send us the information via the app. We can register them and we can register an account within 24 hours. And we're looking to reduce that time.
This is good. So I'm now thinking about a workflow in my mind. So if I have my website accepts Paywise as a payment gateway. Somebody wants to pay me via cash. As of right now, how I have that set up is somebody would either if they're savvy enough and they have online bank, they have online banking, they could do the online banking, or they would have to physically go into the bank, make the payment. Once they get the receipt, they would my system would send out an email to them saying, hey, reply with your proof of confirmation. And they would reply with that. And then I would have to manually now approve of that transaction. Mm. If the person had Paywise, and they're somebody who is underbanked or unbanked, they would then go to a Paywise agent, top up their money. Now they're using a digital wallet to go and make the payment online. That, my friends, that is beautiful.
Also, they can go to the agent and make the payment directly to you.
Yes.
Okay, and once they make that payment directly to you, you will get a notification when the payment is made, and you would see the amount credited to your account immediately.
Yes, no, this is good. Listen, this is good. Even at the event yesterday, I got stopped by a few people, and people are like, hey, you know, what are the new payment options that are coming out? Because there's what we're seeing right now, this can't be it. What are the new things coming out? And I'm glad that we had this conversation today, because this is a lot. This is good. This tackles the unbanked better than anybody else I could think of, right? Mm-hmm. Especially with the new application. So, Ian, what is next for Paywise? What are we going on version 4? What's the next big thing you're looking at?
There are many things we have in the pipeline. One of the things we're looking at right now, as I mentioned, reducing the onboarding time,
right,
from hours to minutes, basically. Mm. Okay, so. Because that could be a point of friction for persons. Yes, you download the app, but okay, all of this information, right? But we have to get information because due to regulations, we have to get information.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to do proper KYC. We can't escape that. But how we do it, okay, can help in terms of the process or the ease by which people provide that information.
Right.
And that's what we're looking at right now, to ease, okay, the process by which people provide the information, but we still get all the information we need. Yeah.
That's very good. And I think once you reduce that, I mean, that just creates a better experience that Paywise is known for.
Correct. And that's all about the experience. Yeah. So people want, I mean, we live in an age of instantaneous things.
Yeah, instant gratification.
Instant gratification. So basically, you may not provide everything in that instant time frame, but at least you shorten the time frame within people's expectations. Because whether or not people realize it, there's a general expectation we have of things that we encounter, we engage with.
Yeah.
Okay, they may not be able to express it, but if you say, okay, it takes 5 hours to do that, no, they'll say, okay, that's take too long. It doesn't seem natural.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you say, okay, it takes about hour and a half, all right, I can live with that.
They can live with that.
Yeah, I can live with that. So So that's what we're trying to do. Okay, look at different steps within the application and basically adjust it so that it comes within that level of expectation that meets people's needs. Okay?
Right.
When we build out the app initially, of course, we were basically focusing on functionality.
Right.
Okay, but now we have the functionality in, we now have to turn to experience. Okay, so on top of the functionality, we are now going to improve on the experience.
Love it.
Yeah.
Where can people get more information about the Paywise services?
They can go to our new website, PW App.
Yeah.
That's pwapp.co.
Mm-hmm.
Right. On there, we have FAQ, our frequently asked questions. We have a link to our video library. There's information on the website. They can send an email to contact@paywise.co. And they can also call 610-9323.
What social media channels is Paywise on?
Facebook, Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect.
Okay. We have a very strong presence on both platforms.
Ian, any last comments for the Freedom audience about Paywise, about e-money, about entrepreneurship?
Well, I can say that, I mean, Paywise is here to support Trinidad and Tobago in its quest and direction for financial inclusion, okay, and to enhance financial literacy, okay, among the population.
Leave us something for the young entrepreneurs who are now going through this journey, and they haven't hit the roller coasters yet.
They can call me. They can call me. I'm willing to share my advice and my experience with anyone who calls me. Okay, all right. Because every situation is a bit unique, and it's particularly in the world that we live in today, I believe there's a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have to look at it differently, and I think to maximize those opportunities, we have to embrace technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Ian, this was great. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the digital world and talk to the Freedom 106.5. I know people got some gems from this interview, from your own journey, but I also hope that they start to now utilize the Paywise tools to, again, just have a better, save time, have a better customer experience for their own business. I know, like I said, that's going to be on my website tonight.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much for the invitation. It has been long in coming. That is, I mean, we have been speaking about this for quite some time, but I'm glad to be here to be speaking to you and your audience.
Perfect.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.